Somebody say, well, how can I get on that highway? Well, you can get on that highway, not with money. You see, over there in Dallas, Texas, they got a turnpike. And the only way you can go from Dallas to Fort Worth, Texas on that turnpike, you got to pay your fare. You got to have some money. But this highway that I'm telling you, you can get on, don't cost no money. For Jesus paid it out. And all to him I owe. He moved all everything. And he said, sinner, come. I pay for it with my own blood. I can wash you if you're crooked. I can straighten you if you're crooked. Clean if you're dirty. He started that way. How can you get on? Well, the only thing about this highway, there's two things about it. Number one, this highway has an entrance. I said have an entrance. But you just can't get on any kind of way. I don't care about your knowledge and your education. The entrance won't open up to you. I don't care about your financial status, what color, what creed, what tongue you are. That won't open the door to the entrance. Now, the only way you can get on this highway, you must be born again. You must be born again. There must be a new birth. And it must begin on the inside. There must be some regeneration. Change on the inside. Sanctification. That would change your character. Justification. That would change your standing. Adoption. That can change your course. In other words, the only way an unbeliever can get on the highway, they must first believe. And then Jesus will give them a new birth. And the door will be open. And you can step right on in the highway. The only way you can get on, you must be born again. And number two, this highway not only have an entrance, but it has an exit. You get on and travel. But then you got to get off. You can leave from Houston right now. If you only believe. Maybe you haven't been to Germany. Maybe you haven't been out of this world. Maybe you don't have a wardrobe full of clothes. Maybe you didn't get a chance to go to some college or university. Maybe you don't have a big bank account. And maybe you don't have friends all around. Maybe you can't talk with President Nixon. Maybe you don't know the phone number to the mayor. But I got a solution for you. You can get on this highway and travel from Houston, Texas right now and go all the way to heaven and talk to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of heaven and earth, the best jewel of heaven, the apple of God's eye, the darling of his heart. You can go all the way to heaven and talk with the mouth of yourself. But let me tell you about it. You got to get off the highway. You get on and get off. And that is the exit. Somebody say, well, what will my exit be like? It might be like John the Baptist. You see, when John the Baptist exit, they cut his head off and served it to the king on a platter. And somebody say, well, you know, that's a tragedy. That was cruel for Jesus to let John the Baptist die like that. But I stop by to tell you, he already got off the freeway. You gonna pray with me? He made an exit from the freeway to heaven. Somebody say, well, hard as Paul preach. Hard as Paul missionary. You mean to tell me he went all over making church houses in prison and in Caesar's house? But when he got ready to make his exit, I hear Paul say, I hear him sharpening the axe. I see them getting the chopping block ready. But I'm ready to be offered up. My time is at hand. My departure is ready. He went all out and laid his head on the chopping block. They chopped his head off. But I stopped by to tell you, he made an exit. Didn't he do it? The Bible said, for me to live is Jesus, but for me to die is gain. Are you going to pray with me? I remember my uncle right here in this church. I saw him in the hospital with needles in both arms. His mouth was twisted. He had a stroke, a tumor in his brain, paralyzed all on his right side. He had tubes running down his nostrils. Can't you see him? Seemed like he was all by himself. And somebody said, isn't it a shame for Pastor McCartney to be sick like that? Isn't it a shame for a giant like Mac, who preached all over the world, to be down on a sick bed? But I stopped by to tell you, it was in the month of May. Yes, it was. It was in the month of May. About 12 o'clock, the angel came, and he made an exit off of that sick bed, stepped from earth in the glory. I know I'm right. Do you know it? Well, I got to make an exit, and you got to make an exit. Now, if you don't get on the highway that leads from earth to glory, you got to go to hell. If you don't get on the highway and talk with the King of Kings, you'll meet the devil himself. If you don't get on the highway and go on in heaven and walk down, go on the street, you'll be tormented and saved. You going to pray with me? You going to pray with me? I thought by the tail. Don't take another chance. Don't let another day pass by. Get on the highway. 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 In the all right. In the all right. Somebody said, I was online in here, and they was in a window. Just they were. They had their day in the bed, and my uncle went out to run a revival. Yes, it is. And down there on the streets of Hill and Lyle, my uncle started to preach. And somebody got up and left their date and walked to that window to shout out the noise and got hung in the window. They heard Jesus died on Calvary, and they couldn't go back. But right there in their window, they bought a brand new ticket from earth to heaven. Are you gonna pray with me? Are you gonna pray with me? I was riding on the back of a dump truck. Yes, I was. I was mean. I was hateful. I was no good. I was dirty. I was all crooked. I was down. I was out. But I was riding on a dump truck. And I opened my heart up. I believe that Jesus died for me. That he prayed for the hunger. I believe he watered for the thirsty. He came down, got in my soul, gave me a brand new life. Hey, in your life, in your life, quit running in my feet.